All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get us up in the ring with the greatest tag team in podcast history, Just Freakin' Wrestling, the JFW podcast, hosted by Travis D.
I'm Dizzle J.
And this is, like, actually the first time we're recording a podcast, like, post-pay-per-view, like, within, like, the hour of the completion of a pay-per-view.
I was thinking the same thing, man.
Right? I mean, because we're going to do it yesterday, and then fucking work on the way. We're going to do some predictions on WWE Backlash, but rescheduling, and now we're going to talk about the results of it, and hopefully we get this out soon enough to where people can enjoy the results through us before anyone else does it.
I mean, we've done so many firsts this past month in the JFW world.
Yeah.
SCW, and now recording right after a show.
I know. I mean, fucking, 2018 has been awesome. Not even just, like, 2018 itself, but within the last 2 weeks, because I can't say May has been awesome because SCW happened in April, and I can't say April is awesome because this is May. So, spring?
Yeah, spring.
Spring of 2018 has been great.
We'll call it JFW Spring.
Springtime! But, we're going to talk about Backlash here. We're going to talk about the results and everything, the pros and cons of the pay-per-view. We're going to talk about the upcoming SCW show that's happening here I think it's like 2 weeks from today.
It's on a Friday. Yeah, give me just a second here.
It's the 18th. Tell me it's the 18th.
I believe it's the 18th.
We got SCW coming up on the 18th. And we're also going to do 2 unboxings, and we probably won't have a lot of fans on right now because it's Sunday at like 11 o'clock and people have like normal Monday to Friday, 8 to 5 kind of jobs. Unlike us, we don't. That's why we're able to do this. It's like, but we'll Facebook Live our unboxings anyways.
And then people
can enjoy it whenever they want.
I mean, the hell of them, they don't want to enjoy it.
I know, right? So, I'm excited for that. We got that Wrestle Club and we have the WWE Slam Crate. Both of them are going to open on the show tonight, as well as talking about Backlash. So, I guess, where do you want to start? You want to start with SCW or you want to start with Backlash?
Well, let's start with the fun stuff.
Okay,
let's start with SCW. All
right. So, we just went to SCW Hangover last month. We recorded last week's show from SCW, the first time we ever did that. We were able to interview a lot of cool guys and everything.
A lot of scary guys.
Yep. We got to interview Cage. We got to interview Charlie Jr. and his cousin. We also got to interview Angus. I gotta say, I'm not sure if like Angus was coming down from the adrenaline rush or not. He seemed very chill when we were talking to him.
He did seem very chill, but you know, he's not a very nice guy.
No.
The kids wanted to take a picture with him, and I actually had to slip him some money in order to take a picture.
Yeah, I know there was a point in the show where he yelled something at me. Being far back and getting like the reactions from the crowd when he's coming through, I didn't quite understand what he was saying. I believe it was something Celtic.
It could be. He's got those Celtic warrior speeches, and I mean, we've watched him since he came into SCW. We've talked to him here and there, and we know he
definitely changed.
Celtic pride.
He's taking a lot more. This is about me, not about the fans, kind of point of view now,
right,
compared to how he was when he first got back into this.
Right.
I don't agree with it. I honestly believe that wrestling is all about the fans, but I mean, it's his decision. If he believes that that's the focus he needs to make in order to push through his career, more power to him. I'm not going to tell him any different.
Paychecks and titles.
Exactly. And the same thing when it comes to Charlie Jr. and talking to his cousin.
Big Blood.
Yeah. God, I hope he doesn't hear this and think I forgot about him. But Victor Blood, Charlie Jr., we didn't get to talk to Ivan. That would have been probably the most intimidating interview we've ever done. But we got to talk to them for a little bit. I've never been that close to Charlie. Probably don't want to be that close to him again. But I do want him back on the show to kind of get a history of the Manson family.
Charlie seemed like the kind of guy that'll cut you twice, turn around, wipe the blade off, and go right back to doing whatever he was doing.
Oh, yeah. He's not all there.
No.
I mean, he mentioned that he had to cut the crazy out of the family asylum with eliminating the asylum from the group.
So but, that's the crazy.
Yeah.
What do we have left?
I don't even know. There's so much within the family that it doesn't all connect, but it all blends pretty well.
You know, the family kind of reminds me of a darker Evolution.
Okay.
You got the veteran, Ivan.
Yeah.
The up and comer, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
The muscle, which could be Ivan or Victor.
Yeah.
And then I guess the mouthpiece would be Charlie.
So we're going with Charlie is Ric Flair.
I think I would have to.
You got
think.
Randy Orton, who's Jake.
Right.
Ivan is Triple H, and now put Victor Blood as Batista.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Tell me that's not like the biker gang equivalent of Evolution.
I mean, yeah, it's if it wasn't Evolution, maybe it would be. I guess no, that would be kind of it.
And what about the new faction, the Bullies? Ian Gager and Elite Pain teaming up to become the Bully Club. I don't remember what they called themselves.
See, and that's one thing I was trying to figure out. Like as we're at the show, like it seemed like. I never heard anything about it, but it appeared like it's been like that for a while. Maybe we just kind of overlooked it, because I don't think that's new.
I realize we haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
So to us, it's new, mm-hmm. But that is a strong faction in and of itself.
Yeah. I wish Elite Pain, I wish Ian Gager gave us the time to kind of interview. I mean, we're there all night.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get to those guys, but they're kind of like... They're champions.
Yeah, but I mean, still.
We're still kind of peons in their world.
No. We are the elite.
We are the elite in our world.
We're the elite in all world.
In all world.
I'll tell Elite Pain right now. They need to give us the time. I believe it.
With Bobby Blues?
Bobby I gotta say, I did love his segment. I kind of like how SCW kind of has that, the House of Blues.
Right.
There for kind of get him out there to vent and everything. But yeah, no, hopefully the next show we get to, I don't know if it's going to be this Friday, May 18th. I'm not sure I'll be able to make it. I'm going to try to push to get out of work in time to get there with it being in Monique. No, it's in Chemans, isn't Chemans, it? Yeah. So maybe I can make it there and everything.
But I don't think the door is, I think the door is open later this time.
We'll have to find out. If it is, it may work out. It just, the only thing that sucks is working Saturdays, getting home in time enough to get some sleep and shit like that, because I go to bed at 8 o'clock. I'm old.
Man. I know, right? I'm taking first lunch at 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Right? Fucking work sucks, man, but I'm going to try to make it in May. If not, hopefully they have another Saturday show coming up that's a lot easier to make and everything. Hopefully we sit down with Ian Gager. We hopefully sit down with Elite Pain, Bobby Blues. So many more guys that I want to sit down with and talk to. I really wish I want to sit down with the Magic Bullet if he makes it back.
You know, he had a good showing, and more respect to Bo for coming out and trying to do what he needs to do.
It shows what he's capable of doing when he has time to prepare for a match.
Right.
When you put someone in an impromptu match where he's in street clothes, you can't expect a victory out of it.
Right.
Now, he may have lied. He may have came in under the mass Bullet.
Right.
But Bullet put on a great show. The only reason he lost is because the person he faced, you know, put his foot on the ropes.
Yeah.
You know, they took the win under false pretenses, which, again, like we always say, a win is a win. But it shows that what could have happened if the cheating wasn't involved. And maybe he could have won.
And Bulletproof is definitely a great technical wrestler. Mm-hmm. He's definitely a mind game player, and he's definitely someone that if I was putting together a roster, I would probably ask him to be on my roster.
Yeah, I mean, even if he wasn't there like a full-time main eventer or something like that, he could put him as a mid-carder, he could open up the show, and it gives that veteran presence that you need to help these young guys out. So, I mean, I don't know. We'll see if we hear more from him and everything. I'm not sure when. Oh.
The dog collar fucking straitjacket match next month or this month. Oh, yep. Man, if you get to see that, man, I'll be so jealous. Because we were talking about, I think we talked about that on the way home that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a unique match. I mean, it's not that you have to put someone in just a straitjacket or in just a dog collar. I mean, each tag team, the Asylum versus the Family, has to get their particular clothing, if you were, whatever right. You want to call it, on the other. So the Asylum has their straitjacket. They got to get it on either, I'm believing it's Jake Andrews or Ivan. Because I think Blood is just kind of there as like a muscle. Like, kind of like how they discuss it. He's not there to be in the ring. He's there to kind of be around the ring.
See, to me, the clear advantage would have to go to the Family, though. Because it's got to be a lot simpler to put a dog collar on than a straitjacket. Because to put somebody in a straitjacket, I mean, you got her. You're talking almost last man standing type shit right there.
But do you have to buckle the straitjacket?
Well, that we didn't get clarity.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get a chance to talk to any of them post-match. No. I don't know if I want to talk to the family again, but... And I don't know how that conversation with the asylum would go. We'd probably have to talk to the
caretaker.
Caretaker. I was going to say nurse. But, yes, caretaker.
Proud nurse.
Proud nurse. I'm...
I kind of don't want the lunatic to lick me. That's the one thing I don't want to happen.
They lost me when they were drinking water out of each other's mouths. That's kind of like where I was like, okay. Yeah, I'll jump from afar.
Right. We'll do Nux.
Right.
We'll do Nux.
Elbow man. To elbow, like Moises Sound from elbow. The Cubs, right? There we go. But yeah, no, May 18th, Retaliation is looking to be a great card and everything. We know there's going to be a championship match. I don't know who Ian's facing, but I'm assuming he's going to face somebody.
Tag team titles are up for grabs.
Tag team titles are going to be up. We don't know who they're facing. Yeah,
Marche and.
Oh, yeah, the rematch,
Carbomb,
right?
Yeah.
Why do I keep forgetting about them?
I don't know. Black Irish, man.
Man, yeah.
I don't know if that's what they're calling them, but I think that didn't. I think we may have. Did we coin it?
I don't. I would never call anyone Black Irish.
What? About?
I don't get it.
Marseille's black.
I'm sorry, I don't see color.
Are you colorblind, bro?
Technically, I am. I think it'd be a good one.
Marseille's the darker shade.
I mean, what would be a good tag team for them? I wouldn't say Black Irish. That's almost like a. Like a 70s tag team name.
I'm like, the finishing, there's the Car Bomb and what, M80?
Yeah.
M80 Car Bomb?
Yeah.
The Boom Squad?
The Boom Squad? No.
No.
That's like 80s.
Fucking was born in the 80s, bro. This is the best shit came from the
80s. I was born in the 80s, too.
89.
In May. Still born in the 80s. Still counts.
Still counts.
I don't know. We'd have to, I think we should be able to create their tag team name. But at the same time, do you give them a nickname like with Hogan and Savage as the Mega Powers, or Savage and Warrior as the Ultimate Madness, or the two-man power trip with Triple H and Austin?
The Bar.
Rated RKO, you know? It's like is there something between them two where you kind of blend it, or do you just have to give them something like Super Duper Power? Super Duper Team. Rocket Bomb. No, I don't like it.
It's Bomb like, Rocket?
No, it's like Nick Jr. shit, man. Nick Jr. There's got to be a good name.
There's got to be a...
Yeah, I mean, I don't... Hennessy and Guinness?
Hennessy and Guinness? I thought we didn't see color here, guy.
I'm just
assuming.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Whiskey? Team Whiskey? Mm. Hennessy's a whiskey, right? And they got Jim. Jameson's a whiskey?
Jameson's definitely a whiskey.
Hennessy's got to be a whiskey, right?
I think so. This is why we do wrestling, not alcohol. We just drink.
Well, I don't drink.
Well, I drink.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Proud of you. But I'm assuming after tonight you won't be able to do much drinking because of beer.
Not beer, no.
Yeah. I'm excited for you, man. That keto diet is going to change your life. Look what it's done for me. You're going to hate yourself.
I'm going to fucking right? die. Everybody's going to be sitting there eating all this ice cream. And I'm like, oh, look at my bowl of fucking broccoli here.
Just steam it with some sauce.
With no cheese.
No, you can have cheese.
I can have cheese?
Oh, yeah, you can have cheese.
That sounds a little bit better.
Yeah, put some fucking cheese on that shit. Cover it in fucking butter.
Damn.
You just got to be careful how much, because veggies with the carbs, man, you can't overindulge in fucking veggies.
Well, they said you can eat as much broccoli as you want.
Yeah. We just got to watch certain veggies you can eat.
Yeah, certain veggies. I've been reading here and there about it.
Yeah. Stay away from potatoes. Fried, baked, or mashed. Oh. Yeah. But celery you're good on. Carrots you can have so-and-so amount
of. Yeah, a little bit of.
Yeah. I mean, even fucking lettuce, man. I mean, like, you can't have too much lettuce. It's fucking goofy. The celery you're good on. I eat a lot of fucking celery.
I'm about to buy me some lettuce and make sandwiches out of the lettuce. Like
that's what I used to do, yeah. I also saw this one thing where you could you just take a cucumber, cut it in half, bore it out, and put the shit inside there, and you could eat it like a sandwich.
We just took a turn to the left in this podcast here.
Welcome to the diet. SCW Retaliation.
SCW Retaliation.
I'm hoping Moxie Molly's there again. She had a good showing for
her. She did have a good showing.
For her first official match at SCW. I'm not going to count the first one where she took on Bobby Blues. I'm going to call that an unsanctioned match. But the first official match
official women's match.
Say first official women's match. Hopefully there's more to come. I like Molly. She's great for the fans. I think she's great for the younger crowd and everything too. She brings a different kind of vibe when it comes to SCW.
Right.
And I think that women's wrestling is great for it because it gives you more, like, it takes away all the testosterone that is surrounding the wrestling.
It's got a little more of a, like a ballet kind of esque to it instead of just the big, like strong guy.
A finesse.
There you go. That's what I was looking for, but that's why
I could tell. Like, see? Like mentally, I knew what you're going for.
This is why we're
like,
so good.
Like, what sounds less sexist? Finesse. There we go.
What sounds less sexist?
I'm also actually kind of excited to see if Machine makes a return.
He had a great showing.
Oh, yeah, especially like, towards the end there when he did lose the match, but I mean, he definitely made a name for himself.
Let's not forget that technically, Elite Marco owns 3 victories and 1 night over Marche Rocket.
That's true.
That was crazy. I've never seen a match restarted that many times.
That is in the record books.
That's in the record books.
I'm proud of Elite. He had a good showing. Marche had a good showing too, which we didn't expect Marche to be out there because, like, I mean, like we thought he was at a different show.
Right.
So either I was misinformed when I said it, or he literally pulled a quadruple duty on Saturday.
These guys are amazing. I mean, you know, there are so many independent shows out there, and obviously SCW is one of our favorites. Yep. So that's the first one we try to go to every month, if we can make it.
And we saw the Sentinel team up with the Patriots of Hope.
That's like a super team now.
Yep, so I'm excited to see what they do. I mean, I wouldn't mind down the road to see the Sentinel and Patriots of Hope take on the Bully Club.
Whew.
All right.
That'd be something.
That would be a match to see. I would like that.
But I mean, we gotta be coming up close on to a year of Elite Pain being tag team title champions.
Well, they won in October, right?
Was it October?
I'm trying to remember. It was a show I didn't make it to. It was in Monee that you were able to make it to.
See, I don't remember. It's got to be close. Within at least a
4-month period. I think September they had a Saturday show that me and Mary went to.
And then I went by myself.
And you went to find, Monee. So I think it was October that they won. So, I mean, we are looking at easily, 8 months
now?
Yeah,
a couple months.
Yeah, so, they're coming up to a year and everything. But, I mean, they have proven time and time again there is no team that could take those titles from them.
And it's just crazy. It's not crazy because these guys have proven... Mm-hmm. You know, especially with Marco being the quicker of the two and Hunter being just an all-around powerhouse.
Yeah.
And which we've seen him catch Ivan before. Mm-hmm. So we're not talking like just a pussy powerhouse. We're talking legit powerhouse.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of powerhouse, I'm not sure, and I don't want to start any rumors or anything, but I noticed on the Powerhouse Wrestling Facebook that they updated their image.
So, check this. I have been following this.
Okay.
Someone bought Powerhouse out.
Oh.
And they're going to bring back Powerhouse under a different name, I believe. I believe they changed the name. But somebody bought out all their stuff and is going to relaunch. So, I don't know if they're going to relaunch in Pontiac, which I'm assuming, or...
I
don't know.
I hope they relaunch. I hope it's more north. I don't think Pontiac's fan base is big enough for independent wrestling out there.
I think what the problem is, and like I said before, and we've talked about it before, it's cool to give people a discount.
Yeah.
But you can't give everybody a discount for coming to the show.
Nah.
Dude, SCW is $10, $12 for everybody, bar none. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I mean, with $12, I mean, it's about the average of what normal wrestling tickets toss and everything. But the thing is, like, I think some of that money does go towards those fundraising stuff that they do.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, like, some people think, like, well, sure, $12, you know, I don't know if I want to go see something for that much. I'm like, you're going to go see almost a 3-plus-hour-long wrestling show that's performed by guys who still need to get paid, serving food that still needs to be bought, that's helping out local fundraisers and foundations for your community. And
the last show was Casey Casa, which we both talked about last time, which is about abuse and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible thing that we have to have, but we have to have it to help these people out.
Yeah.
And then the next retaliation, I believe, is the anti-bullying.
Yeah, the bullying campaign, yep.
I mean, it's just stuff that hits home and needs to happen. Mm-hmm. You don't have kids yet. I have kids, so I can tell you that, you know, sometimes these kids get bullied. Yeah. And some of them aren't strong enough to handle it. My daughter, on the other hand, makes the guy hit her and whoops his ass. Got the phone call the other day from the school. This is a legit story. I'm not even talking on my ass at the moment.
Do you want to Maury this and talk about it?
Maury. You don't know me. This is my life.
Bullying is a real thing. I mean, even, like, you know, when we kind of dive into Backlash, we'll talk about it for a moment. But, I mean, the whole Nia Jax, Alexa Bliss thing.
Right.
I mean, that's all about bullying.
Right.
I mean, that's what that whole storyline's about and everything. Which is good on one end, but I think the thing is, I think it could have been better if it was reversed, if Alexa was being bullied because she's so small. But I think because of how they built her as a heel, it wouldn't have made sense.
I think it's easier to make fun. And, you know, we're big guys.
Yeah.
It's easier to make fun of a bigger guy than as a little guy, unless you are the big guy.
Yeah, I think I would have rather Nia be a heel. She's a big girl. I think her being a heel would have been a lot better for her career. I don't need her to be the voice of the voiceless in any way.
I think it fits her because she has been the voice of the voiceless. She was a what they call a plus size model before the WWE. Mm-hmm. So she's always been that voice without actually speaking, I guess.
Yeah.
And now she has a title. She is the center of attention. Deservingly, the center of attention. I know we're going to get into it, but, you know, retained the title tonight.
Yep. Yes, she did.
Cleanly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll dive in. We'll dive into Backlash now and everything. I don't got much more left to say for SCW that hasn't already been said, but May 18th, SCW Retaliation. It's in Shabans. We're going to link it to our Facebook like we do with all their shows. And we'll keep you updated on all the other independent shows that come across and everything, because I get notifications on, like, Northern Light fucking wrestling, GPW, Black Label Society wrestling, the one out in Indiana, I can't remember their name because I haven't seen anything come through for them in a while, but the one that was in that church.
Oh, Fire Pro.
Fire Pro Wrestling. Yeah, so, I mean, we'll always keep you updated on the ones that come through, but if you guys know of a wrestling company that we don't know about, let us know so we can make a plan to get out to these shows. I mean, as much as I love SCW and everything, I'll still try to make out to the other ones and stuff. You know, it's just really hard to make it out there if we don't know about them.
Right. And I mean, the crazy thing is like, you know, these guys want to have contests and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think maybe we should have a contest. Maybe we should buy a couple tickets from SCW and do a random contest and hand out free tickets for SCW. It's $20. Give out 2 tickets and people listen to the show.
I mean, I get what you're saying. But I got some boxes over here that says money's kind of tight.
Future plans. Future.
But I think that's a great idea. No, I absolutely love that idea.
We'll call that JFW Future.
No, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, if we go over to...
Fit Body U?
Yeah, but the other one.
Genesis
Martial Arts. We go down there in Bourbon A and we buy 2 tickets for $20 and then we can raffle them off on the show.
Yeah.
You know, it's great promotion for SCW. It's great promotion for us and everything. We just throw something out there. Hey, like and share, you know, and stuff like that. You get one friend to invite you. You have them tag in this comment on who they fucking, you know, like the page. Okay, it'll help us. It'll help them. They get free fucking tickets. Fuck, maybe we'll even sign their tickets for them.
Oh, yeah. We'll autograph the tickets.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe. I mean,
look at these are quality tickets SCW is giving out nowadays.
Yeah, they're actual tickets, yeah. They're not just like
there's a backside.
Tickets. Yeah, we can sign those.
We can sign them.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, who the hell are these guys?
Yeah. They'll know.
They'll know.
They'll know if it's the greatest tag team in podcast history.
Well, that's because we'll write that on there.
Well, we'd have to because they wouldn't fucking know otherwise. Anyway, WWE Backlash was 2 hours ago.
Was 2 hours ago.
Hour and a half ago, give or take. Only 9 matches overall, including the one pre-show match and everything. I don't watch a lot of the pre-show, but I did watch this this pre-show match.
This was actually a really good match.
I like
it. It was a good starter match.
Yeah, I like Ruby Riott. I don't know if this is right to say, or maybe I'm not the only one thinking this. Do you believe that there are too many women wrestlers now?
No.
No.
I think what's going to happen, and we're going to see it soon, is that there's going to be a women's tag team division. Okay. And I think it kind of has to happen.
Okay, well, let me try to rephrase this then. Do you believe that there are too many women for the amount of airtime to get on TV?
Yes.
Okay. That's my thought.
Yeah, yeah. But I think some of the women need to have these spots over some of these guys, too, at the same time. You know, Breezango's fun to watch when they do their skits and shit. And they haven't been able to put anything together as far as a title run or anything like that. But, like, the Riot Squad, man, those... Mm-hmm. I really think that they need to do a women's tag team division, which will give the women another place to shine, or maybe even do a whole female show.
See, I was thinking the same thing. Like, if they did, like, 205 Live, give women their own show, but still have them, you know, fight on SmackDown or Raw. So they're still relevant on TV, but give them, like, an NXT channel or something like that. Just for, you know, because, I mean, like, when you sit there and look at the women's roster, I mean, yeah, you have the Riot Squad, you have Bayley, you have Sasha Banks, Nia Jax, Alexa Bliss, Mickey James, fucking Naomi.
Ronda.
Ronda, who hasn't done anything since WrestleMania. So
now you have the Iconics. Now you have
Asuka. Yep.
Ember Moon.
Becky Lynch. I mean, there's so many women on the current roster beyond what we already named.
Right.
The two girls who were with Paige. I can't remember their fucking... Absolution. Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many now. Plus, there's so much down in fucking NXT that's going to come up one day. I mean, fucking... Maybe they should just, you know, bring back Glow. But have it as, like, WWE's type Glow. Not the...
Why not give the women at least the first hour of Raw? Yeah, 3 hours.
Like an entire hour?
No. Why not?
Like a whole hour? In the beginning?
Let me tell you, we both watched this tonight.
I wouldn't put them as a consistent 1 hour. I would definitely put it throughout the entire show.
Throughout the entire show. It needs to be. And it has been. The women shut down Raw the other night. Or was it SmackDown?
Well, yeah. But I mean, like, you know, like, give them 3 fucking matches in those 3 hours. But, you know, give them, like, a match in the first hour, in the second hour, and in the final hour. I wouldn't make the entire first hour of Raw all women's wrestling, so... But kind of like they do with the Cruiserweights, you know? The Cruiserweights sometimes have, you know, a couple matches throughout the night. And fucking the women can do the same thing. Give them tag team belts and make a tag team division formership. Why not?
To me, it just makes sense. Yeah. It doesn't make sense for them to have, like, an Intercontinental title. Because now you have, what? They can't float between brands. So you would need, like, an Intercontinental title or a U.S. title on both shows for the women.
Maybe they should, though. Maybe they should have one women's champion who flows between both. Give each show a mid-card title and then
a
have
brand specific title. And then have a tag team division.
Yeah. But I mean, like, what would you call those, like, brand specific titles? I mean, because you wouldn't bring back the Divas title because then it would just be them going backwards.
Well, you'd have the women's championship,
which would be the main title. Then you have the two tag teams.
Then you have the women's Raw championship and the women's SmackDown championship.
So you have 3 women's champions. Nah, you can't do that.
Well, I don't get paid to come up with this kind of shit.
Well, I know, but that's what we're talking about. That's what the podcast is all about. It's talking about shit.
I don't know. Maybe the red title and the blue title.
No, I'm saying. Because
you can't really call it like a junior's. You know, like we were discussing before about a junior title.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have no idea what I would call it.
If you guys have an idea of what you would call, like, a women's version of the Intercontinental or U.S., or even now with NXT with the North American title, right. If you guys have an idea, share it with us, you know? Use the hashtag JFW title and let us know. Who knows? Maybe we'll give away a prize for the best idea. We'll find something. Shit, we got some unboxing to do. We'll maybe find something in there.
Yeah, nothing that we...
Well, no, we won. Yeah, right.
Yeah, shut up. We'll give away the crap.
Yeah, fuck that. All right, let's run through these results real quick so we can do some unboxings here towards the end of the show. So the opening match was Ruby Riott versus Bayley. Ruby Riott. I don't know why I kept saying Wyatt.
It's kind of hard to say.
Ruby Riott. She beat Bayley. Awesome match. Fucking just as long as any other match on the main show.
Yeah. 10 minutes, 10 seconds.
Yep. Obviously, the Riott Squad was out there. Riott Squad was a little bit of help. Bayley was no one in the corner because Sasha Banks is a bitch.
I mean...
No, she's a bitch. I'll say it.
It goes both ways.
No, it doesn't.
Bayley left her hanging out high and dry.
She deserved it.
You can't leave someone like that and then expect them to be in your corner.
She wouldn't have done that if she wasn't shitty in the Royal Rumble, in the Elimination Chamber, and every other match. She's like, you know, it's every man, woman for themselves. If you work as a team to be the last two remaining, I get it. I mean, fuck. She pushed her off the top of a fucking chamber.
Yeah, that was freaking awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it was cool, but I mean, still, I mean, that's shitty.
Especially if they're best friends. Yeah.
So, I get why Bayley was on her own. Bayley for being the most lovable, huggable. You know, what the fuck is that thing?
Hug life,
yeah. She doesn't have a lot of friends anymore.
I can't stand her.
I don't mind her. She's like Moxie Molly. She's great for the fans and the younger generation.
I'd rather watch Moxie.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would too. I'm just saying. She's good for wrestling.
She's good, I guess.
Sasha sucks. I'll just say it.
I really think Bayley and Sasha are going to be left in the dust by the new up-and-comers.
Oh, they already are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're no different than Mickie James fucking being a fucking sidekick for Alexa Bliss.
And we'll talk about that later, too.
Seth Rollins beat The Miz to retain his Intercontinental title. No title changes, just so everyone gets an idea. Everyone retained their title on this fucking pay-per-view.
But this was a great match.
I loved this match.
I thought The Miz and Rollins put on a hell of a show. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for... one of these other matches on the card, I think that would have been match of the night for me.
Yeah, it was a great match. I wish this was more towards the end of the show. I mean, I get why it's a kickoff match. Because of it being one of the better matches of the show, you want to get people hyped for the remaining of everything. But no, it was awesome. Seth Rollins kind of had a little hiccup there when he needed the pull.
Yeah.
Kind of put him at a disadvantage and everything. But The Miz hit two
Skullcrushing finales
on him, and obviously Seth took the win with his what they call it, the stomp now.
He's not the curb stomp anymore.
Yeah, so they call it the stomp to retain his title. Nia Jax beat Alexa, as we mentioned earlier,
and Alexa, no Mickey James.
Nope.
So, I mean, I don't understand that.
Has Mickey been around since she got beat up at WrestleMania?
You know, I don't know if she had. I don't remember.
I can't think if she has or not. But, I mean, she needs to do these matches on her own. If she really wants to be the women's champion of Raw, she needs to be able to fucking, you know, put up or shut up pretty much, you know?
And Nia Jax, I believe, is just getting better and better. Mm-hmm. Especially in, I don't want to say big girls, but for the big girl, I don't remember the last time a big girl held the women's championship on WWE. I'm thinking it would have to go back all the way to Bull Nakano in the 90s.
I'm trying to remember. When you mean big girls, you mean like...
I'm not talking like Glamazon, Jack to the Nines.
Not China.
Yeah, I'm not talking... I'm talking like... like the Kevin Owen version of... female version.
I get what you're saying. It's hard to describe it without sounding insulting. I get it. Plus size champion.
Plus size champion, I guess. don't get me wrong. I'd let Nia Jax do whatever she wants to me. So.
Right? She's hot.
I made the comment earlier while we were watching this. I was like, I feel like that you don't bang her. She bangs you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bertha Faye comes to mind. That was the one I was thinking about, but that was, 80s.
Yeah, see, I'm to me, I'm thinking it was Bull Nakano, but I'm not even sure if she even held the title.
I don't know if that person exists.
Bull Nakano? I think I'm saying the right name. She had the hair. Like,
oh, she had hair.
Fuck you. She had the like flat top. I think she was Asian.
Oh,
you know who I'm talking
Marge
about.
Marge Simpson.
Motherfucker.
She was Asian in the 90s in WWF.
I believe so.
I'll look up how you spell it. Like bull?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't exist.
Nakano.
Oh, no, Nakano. There we go.
Maybe she's not Asian. No, she's Asian.
She's not a big girl.
She was a little bigger back then.
200 pounds?
At 5'7". That makes her a little chunky.
Oh, God.
Let's see here.
Yeah, women's champion.
She met with the United States, competed for the World Wrestling Federation once again, debuting in the associate of Luna Vachon. The Khan competed against the WWF champion, Linda Blaze, and anything, but failed to win time. It defeated Blaze for the title on November 20th, 94 at Tokyo at Big Egg Wrestling Universe event. The Khan held the title for approximately 5 months until losing it back to Blaze in 95. So, I don't know if I'd call her big, though.
I mean, I think maybe, yeah, whatever.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I mean, 200 pounds at 5'7", it's not thick.
I think it is. I don't know. I can't picture it in my head because I've always been taught not to, you know, ask fucking women their weight.
Oh, I ask, I don't give a shit.
You know, unless they're being really mean to me.
Let's see here.
See, she's kind of bigger.
I don't know, man.
She's not Nia Jax big.
So, yeah, see, and that's one thing. I'm thinking of, like, Nia Jax, Bertha Faye, Awesome Kong.
But see, if you look at that picture right there, she's a lot bigger there than she is in the other ones.
Yeah, okay.
See, the hair. How do you not remember that hair?
I don't remember this girl. Like, at all. Like, none whatsoever. She does not come to mind whatsoever. But at the same time, I don't remember ever watching WWF with Alondra Blaze in it. I remember Medusa from WCW. Yeah, I think I really started watching wrestling around like 96, 97.
Yeah, see, I was watching wrestling from like 80, whatever I can fucking remember watching on television.
Okay, well, in 95, I was 5 years old, so.
I was 13.
Okay, yeah, so Nakano was probably the last one up until now that, I mean, I can honestly think of because I can't think of anyone else because, I mean, you did have fucking Karma, you know, Awesome Kong, but she wasn't around long enough to, you know, win the title, and everyone else was kind of these small, petite girls when you have lead, or not petite, but, you know, the smaller, fit-looking girls.
Well, I guess maybe Natalya would be considered a thick girl.
No, I wouldn't consider Natalya to be a bigger girl either, because then you got to look at Beth Phoenix. They're the same, like, the same built.
I guess that's true.
So, yeah, no, I mean, Nakano, I guess, would probably be the best comparison to a full-figured wrestling woman.
Well, that sounds a lot better than what we've been saying.
Plus-sized? Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's
okay. We're plus-sized, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm not as plus as I used to be.
Right.
It's a keto. You'll see.
We're going to be ketoed.
Yeah. We'll see. okay. So, yeah, so Nia Jax took the victory. Afterwards, she gave a speech about bullying and how, you know, people, you know, it's okay for people to be different. You know, you shouldn't let, you know, people judge you and shit like that. And she did a really good job to kind of speak to them and everything. So that was really awesome. I still believe it probably would have been a lot better if they kept her as a heel because of her size and her demeanor when it comes to other women. But I get what they're trying to do. I mean, WWE is big on Susan B. Komen, no hate, anti-bullying, and
be
all that
star,
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. So Jeff Hardy took on Randy Orton. This was a great match. While this match was going on, just a hell of it, I went on YouTube and searched RKOs out of nowhere.
Yeah.
A lot of those fucking RKOs were against Jeff Hardy.
Really?
Yeah. So it was cool to see them wrestle each other again. This was probably the first one-on-one match that they had in years. Obviously, with Jeff Hardy being gone to TNA and everything, and It was weird to kind of like watch some of those RKO's to think about how long Randy Orton's like been around and shit like that. I mean, like fucking RKO and Val Venus, you know? It's wow. Like, yeah. So it's crazy to think about that shit and how long he's really been around. But awesome match. Hardy hit his Swanton Bomb on Randy Orton, claimed a victory, which I was surprised about because I thought that like Orton would have won the title from Hardy and maybe they would go into like a rematch kind of fucking thing. With, like, you know, what Orton did with Christian with the heavyweight title.
Right.
I don't know how much more time Orton's going to stick around at AE. I know he's been around forever, and I think he may be one of those wrestlers that they want to start looking to phase out to make room for everyone coming in.
I feel like he's going to be one of those ones that'll be, you know, wanting to pass the torch. I don't think he's going to stick around.
He's not like The Undertaker or Kane or anything like that. Like, he's not that kind of wrestler who would just stick around and come back once a year or a couple times right. a year or something like that. I mean, how old is he now? Because he's got to be in his 40s now, right?
He's got to be.
38. I keep forgetting how young he is. So, I mean, maybe he has more time left in him. I just know that he's been around, what, 12 years? No, I'm sorry, 38. He won the title when he was 21, so 17 years.
Yeah.
Is that right? That's not right.
He won the title when he was 21. He's 38 now? That's 17.
Yeah, but did he debut in 2001? I have no idea. It don't matter. He's been around forever.
I mean, he doesn't look like he's lost anything, though.
No, God, no. He stayed in great shape. I always believed that he was a better wrestler than John Cena. Just John Cena got over a lot better than he did.
I think he's got one of the best scoop slams, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he still has an amazing fucking drop kick and shit, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was a great match. This was probably, my second favorite match of the show.
I'm going to say my third favorite match of the show.
Well, yeah, I mean, you already mentioned that Rollins and Miz was your second favorite. That was like third for me. Daniel Bryan taking on Big Cass. That was kind of obvious in Bryan taking the win.
Cass attacks him after the match.
Which is, again, not that surprising.
I just, you know, I don't know if I can, I don't like Cass. I don't think, he's missing something for me.
He's missing Paul Heyman.
Yeah,
he's missing someone to talk for him because now that he has came into WWE as the muscle to a shitty tag team, it's kind of like he's stuck in that New Jersey kind of fucking personality. He needs a mouthpiece. I think Ellering would be great to have with him because Paul Heyman is not going to waste his time with Big Cass. No. That's just not going to fucking happen. But he needs a mouthpiece. He needs a fucking manager who could kind of like talk for him and just send him out.
Let's also talk about how quickly he tapped out once that yes lock got locked. He didn't even try to get out of that thing.
No. Well, I mean, fucking, they wrestled for 7 minutes and 45 seconds. They're probably running out of time because they need to give Roman Reigns enough time to be super. Big Cass needs pants. That's one recommendation I'll give him. Big guys like that need pants.
Yeah.
I'm glad Big Cass is back. I don't know why he's feuding with fucking Daniel Bryan.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
Especially when you got The Miz on SmackDown.
Yeah. Big Cass needs to be, you know, I don't care about anything. I'm just going to do me. But instead, now you're making him look like a jealous bitch. And you're just killing his character.
Right.
Carmella beat Charlotte Flair.
That was a shock.
I'm glad that she beat her the way she did, though.
Clean.
Like a quick roll up. And I don't give a shit about the clean. I wish she would have fucking cheated.
See, I thought there would at least be some kind of interference from, like, Iconics.
Anything would have been better. I mean, like I said, like, the quick roll up after, you know, fucking taking out the knee, I'm happy they did. Because if she beat Charlotte Flair cleanly, what does that say about Charlotte's victory against Asuka? Fucking
right, it kind of lowers it, right?
Exactly, yeah. So anything other than a clean victory works for me here. Like I said, like, with her taking out the knee and rolling her up real quick, I think it was perfect. It was a good ending to the show. It gives Carmella Silva a title, which I have no idea why she has the championship. Don't know what kind of direction they're going with that.
I like her. I like Mella is money.
But she's not.
I like her. I don't like her ring attire anymore. I like the two-piece before.
See, fucking Becky's fucking wearing that shit now, too.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It looks like they're going to the beach.
Yeah. Let's go out to the beach, Paige. Okay.
AJ Styles versus Nakamura. Best match of the night.
Right.
I mean, that's agreed. Good.
Love the double count out.
The double ball kick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad that there was no definitive win on this, because no matter which way you go with it, you can't have Shinsuke fucking beat AJ and then have them have a fucking rematch right away, and you can't have AJ beat Shinsuke, because then it's like, what's the point of fighting again?
Right.
A double count thing, I don't know what the next fucking pay-per-view is, probably fucking Elimination Chamber or some shit like that.
Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank. I was actually wanting to say Extreme Rules, but Money in the Bank sounds a lot.
Extreme Rules is next.
See, I thought Extreme Rules was always in May. Yeah, well. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with them next time. They're probably going to have, like, a fucking last man standing, no disqualification.
Hell in the Cell.
God, I hope not. Stop with the Hell in the Cells.
I love Hell in the Cell.
Too many Hell in the Cells. They have an entire pay-per-view dedicated to Hell in the Cell.
And they have two matches in the fucking Cell.
Well, they should do what SCW do and put every match in the Cell.
It's because SCW is genius.
That's right. And they're even more genius with their fucking straight jacket collar match. May 18th, SCW, Chabane Civic Center. Tickets $10 at Genesis Martial Arts, $12 at the door.
Look at that. We sneak in a little pop for SCW. Right.
Cheap plugs!
Cheap plug!
So AJ Nakamura.
Which should have been the ending match.
It should have been the main event. There's no reason there's two matches following this. But there is, because you have Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley taking on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
For no titles. There's no titles, nothing. Just fucking,
a goofy fucking match.
Yeah.
The tag team champions aren't even on this fucking show.
Nope.
Strowman and Lashley obviously won. I don't know if they're planning on making Lashley this dominant guy he was when he was first here, or how he was in Impact, or he's just some big guy for the time being. I'm glad they brought him back, but I don't know what they're going to do with him, because you have Braun Strowman, who they're still fucking burying and not giving him the right opportunities, and also they just bring Bobby Lashley to kind of like go above him and take the opportunities that he hasn't gotten.
Well, yeah, and why do these two do not need to be a tag team? Mind you, that this is a very strong tag team.
Yeah.
As we saw Bobby Lashley hold Kevin Owens over his head with the released suplex. Yeah. But it just doesn't make sense to have them together.
No. This whole fucking... All this match was just for Kurt Angle to fucking get back at Owens and Sami Zayn a little bit more.
Right.
But it shouldn't have been a second-to-last match. It shouldn't have been after the championship match. You bastardized the fucking WWE Championship through SmackDown to have not only one Raw match afterwards, but both.
Right.
It should have been alternated, but... They didn't, because you have Raw, and then you have Raw, and then you have Raw, and then you have SmackDown, then you have SmackDown, then you have Raw, then you have SmackDown, then Raw, and then Raw.
Well, Raw versus SmackDown.
Oh, that's right, because fucking Rollins and Miz was Raw versus SmackDown, too.
Yep. And Roman versus Joe.
I'm going to call them Raw matches anyways.
Might as well.
Yeah, it's Roman Reigns.
I just don't understand. I mean, obviously we're going to get into it. Roman beats Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Joe threw him through a table, threw him across two tables.
Yep. Choked him out. Yep. And I guess fucking Roman said, well, I'm just going to take a fucking quick power nap here for a moment.
Yeah, I'm going to spear.
Yeah. I hated the match. I don't like Roman.
There's not even a time limit on this match. There's not updated.
I don't know. I mean, I could refresh it because
fuck that.
We don't need to look at it.
You don't really. This.
It's just so... There we go. 18 minutes. 18 minutes of foolishness. I just don't like that they keep forcing Roman Reigns on everyone like they are. I prefer it if Roman was just a fucking heel and people hated him because he was a heel and he went off to do heel fucking things. Quit trying to push him as a babyface. Quit giving him a fucking microphone.
No. I mean...
It's not that he's bad at promos. He just sucks at bad-mouthing people because all he does is fucking bitch. Well, you know what the problem with you, John Cena, is that you're the golden boy. They gave you everything. Well, you know what the problem is with you, Brock Lesnar? You're the golden boy. They gave you everything. Motherfucker was champion 3 fucking times already. He gets the main events of WrestleMania. I mean, like, he's the fucking golden boy. He's getting fucking everything.
Who's now just, what, main evented this past WrestleMania.
Yep.
Main evented this pay-per-view. And besides the Greatest Royal Rumble, probably main evented the Greatest Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you still can't close. Look, as much as I hate Brock even being in WWE, they both need to go.
Yeah.
Get rid of Brock, put Heyman on Reigns' payroll, let Roman look like a badass, and let Heyman do the speaking.
Yep. I'll look here real quick. Let's see if I go back here. So he may have vented Backlash. Let's see here. He was second to last match other than Greatest Royal Rumble to Greatest Rumble. So we're going to call him the main event match as well. He may have been WrestleMania. We know that. Main event
WrestleMania.
Let's look at, that's the next takeover in New Orleans. We don't got to look at that. Fast Lanes, which was a SmackDown, but so he obviously wasn't on that. So Elimination Chamber, though.
He was in the Elimination Chamber, main event.
Yep, he may have been the fucking Elimination Chamber, and I'm pretty sure he probably may have invented fucking Royal Rumble other than the fucking Royal Rumble. That could just be a guess, though. But no, because he was, I think he was in fucking both. Let's look at fucking results. Brock Lesnar, Kane and Braun Strowman. Oh, he didn't main event Royal Rumble.
Oh, my.
He wasn't even on the card. See, that's why the fucking Royal Rumble was so fucking good. It's a good day, Tater.
And tell me how much Shinsuke is so much more fun to watch right now than what he was before.
I think it's awesome that they changed his music so they can't sing along anymore. I think that's really fucking cool.
Yeah. You know what? Couldn't understand a damn word those guys were saying, but let me tell you, I thought it was the coolest song.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they're not singing about stupid shit.
Yeah. Okay, so real quick before we get into our unboxing stuff, because we are going to run a little bit over time, but that's not a huge deal.
Nope.
Do this real quick as we get into this, as we're quiet on a vocal.
Do you want me podcast. To do the thing?
Well, that's the end.
I didn't know if you wanted to do that, then that, or that, then that.
No, we're going to do this first. We close the show.
All right.
We close the show with Dizzle J's Picks of the Week.
Pick. I'm not playing guitar here. I don't have multiple
picks. Picks of the Week.
Pick.
Yeah, we're not doing that at all now.
I don't give a shit. It's still going to post.
You have one fucking... I'll delete it.
I'll fucking repost it. I'll just go post it right away. I had to fix your last post, too, by the way.
The last post.
I had to go edit some words.
I didn't.
I did too.
The line, you know.
No, I edited one word. But
what word?
To the.
Huh?
Yeah.
Give me a minute. All right. scale of 1 to 5. Ruby Riott versus Bayley?
4.
Rollins versus Miz?
5.
Nia versus Bliss?
4.
Jeff versus Orton?
3.
Bryan versus Cass?
2.
Kamala versus Charlotte?
2.
AJ versus Nakamura.
5.
Strowman and Lashley versus Owens and Zayn.
2.
Roman and Joe. So overall, we get this pay-per-view with 3?
5, I guess. 3.
And rounded out average. So. Yes. So it was great because of AJ and Nakamura. It sucked because it was Roman Reigns.
To me, like we've talked about before, it doesn't make sense to end a show on a non-title match.
No. It doesn't. The title should be the main event. It's like what fucking CM Punk said when he left ICW. It's like he was supposed to main event WrestleMania. They gave him the third match to the end as the first main event. There's only one main event.
Right. That's the same thing. You win the Royal Rumble. You main event WrestleMania. Who closed out WrestleMania?
Brock Lesnar. So what the did you fucking edit here?
See where it says the guys? You put they guys.
They guys?
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there's no evidence now.
Yeah, there is.
I swept it under the rug.
So it's ready to get published by, well.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm not,
oh.
I'm not going to. Oh. Want me to say the name?
No.
Oh, fuck, we're doing that fucking Friday at 6? Good for you. Proud of you.
not Friday at 6. I was at work at Friday at 6 o'clock.
Oh, you told your sister-in-law where to find the show?
That is actually my stepmom.
Oh. I don't want to. Oh, you know, when I looked at it, for some reason I fucking know. I thought that was Chad's wife.
No.
You have a stepmom?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
My dad got remarried after.
Yeah, is she a fan of the Facebook page?
She's not a fan of wrestling. Dad's a fan of wrestling.
Is he a fan of the Facebook page?
He doesn't have Facebook.
But she does.
She does.
So she's not a fan of the Facebook page.
She might be.
Should be.
She's not, like, I'll have. I'll...
Everybody should be a fan of the Facebook page. How many fans do we have on this Facebook page?
I don't know.
That'd be like 1,000, right? Or 117. Either way. Okay, now we gotta figure out a good setup in order to do this unboxing. So I'm going to take a quick break from this recording to get everything set up, because when we come back, we're going to record our Facebook Live of these unboxings.
So oh my god, another first.
I know. Take a break. So, all right, so now we got Facebook Live going. Being that it's 12 in the morning, we probably won't have, if any, probably very little.
Yeah, very little. We got one watcher.
Well, that's you.
I mean, you didn't have to tell everybody that. They didn't know that.
I'll fucking tell people.
They did not know that.
Trust me. It's okay.
Yeah, dude.
So, let me take a quick drink here. Okay, so this is actually our first like Facebook Live video since
This is our first one since our promo before we launched the podcast.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We did one when we went out to Indiana to that one show. It was brief. Or no, SCW. We did one outside SCW.
Yeah, I guess we did do a little one outside us.
Because, like, we were calling it, like, our first episode, but it wasn't really our first episode.
Right.
So I guess it was kind of like a promo thing. So, right. But yeah, so this one is for the unboxing of
The Wrestling Club.
The Wrestling Club box. This box was actually supposed to arrive a couple weeks ago. But it was a delay because of a special shirt inside of here.
Special shirt.
Yeah, so I haven't opened this yet because I wanted to do it with
I'm us. So proud of you.
It's been hard.
I bet.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
Right, what's going on. All right, anyway, so yeah, let's get to the unboxing of this.
Safety scissors or just regular scissors?
I'm just going to cut the shit out of this.
Oh, man. I hope your mom's not watching.
That's fine. Okay. So, April Wrestling Club Boxing. What I'm really excited about is because of the fucking noise out of this box, I can hear through that microphone perfectly.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I know who that is right away.
I know who that is. And what's awesome is this is actually the first shirt out of the club shirts that's not black. So, first thing we got in this box is
Sabu shirt.
Sabu. The homicidal, suicidal, genocidal, death-defying Sabu. You don't hear much about Sabu anymore.
He still wrestles, from what I hear.
I know he does, but it's like you don't hear much about him anymore.
No.
But I love that it's red.
I think his definitely needs to be red for about the amount of blood he's spilled over the years.
Yeah. That's what I love. This is the biggest thing I love about these fucking clubs. These fucking shirts. So, oh, shit, Liz is on.
Hey.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
If Liz should tell her friends that we're on.
We're on.
Is that it? All two of her friends know now? No.
I'm just playing.
Now,
I like that shirt.
Did you always like Sabu? Like, were you a big fan of Sabu and all that?
I did, because he was always one who always did just ridiculously crazy spots, and it was always like, you know, when Sabu was on the show, that something insane was going to happen, especially when you got him and you had RVD working together. or not even together against each other.
Yeah. I like how, I mean, obviously they got like the chains on here, the barbed wire and everything, but they also have him holding the barbed wire wrapped chair.
Oh, man.
But
awesome. Yeah, so just put that off to the side over there real quick.
I'll put it in the pile.
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to take pictures of everything and put it up on our Instagram, which, by the way, we still got to get a hold of Mike to get the photos from SCW.
Yeah, Marvelous Mike took a bunch of photos for us.
Well, this is upsetting.
Well, I mean, this could be one of those things that's a WrestleMania edition, no?
Yeah, so...
And this is the Elite. This is actually a pretty expensive figure when you buy them in stores, because if you look... They have all the joints move, and the basic figures, all the joints don't move like that.
Yeah, I know they're, okay, so there are options for this.
Right.
So I got the John Cena, the Elite Collection, actually, this is probably the first action figure I've gotten in probably 15 years.
I can't say that.
I mean, pops are my thing.
See, I like the action figures.
So, well, yeah, but, I mean, I'm probably never going to play with this, but I got the John Cena one. If you guys want to look on the back here real quick, there are four other options on it. There's Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, John Cena, and Bruce the Barber Beefcake, which, I mean, I probably would rather have the Beefcake over any other one.
I like Kevin Owens, and Beefcake would have been cool.
Okay, so I would take Brutus over anyone, and then I take Kevin Owens as an alternative, and then Orton, and then John Cena.
Apparently, some people don't think John Cena is upsetting. But
how is John Cena upsetting? Is John? Okay, I can't argue with her because she doesn't like AJ Styles.
Right. So it's
it's upsetting when I have an alternative option for a legend figure over a current figure, because I'm more of the legend wrestling fan. Your fan. I mean, like,
if it was 5 years down the road and John Cena didn't wrestle anymore, yeah, and you got this, that'd be a different story.
Yeah, if he was retired and everything, then yeah, I mean, you could put this as like a legend thing. Just, I mean, like, I would love to have like Bruce Barber Beefcake with like a barber shirt, the fucking scissors and everything. Maybe even a barber pole or something like that. I think that would have been like really cool. And again, yeah, Liz says AJ sucks, but...
Shit.
I mean, it's coming from the same person that said fucking Avengers Infinity War could have been better.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but no, I mean, it's so cool to get the figure. It's awesome that it came in the box and everything along with everything else. So that's pretty cool.
I like this.
Yeah, so we'll throw it over.
So, I mean, this could be something maybe we can...
I wouldn't raffle that off. I wouldn't raffle that off. I mean, still, it's John Cena, but it's still an Elite collector.
Right. It's about a $20 figure.
Yeah. Next one we got here is an Elias pin. So every Wrestle Crate comes with these pins. Actually, even the Slam Crates come with these pins.
Really?
Yeah. So we got Elias here, which is one of my favorite wrestlers still
today. I've begun to grow to like him as he's going on.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. There's not much more to really talk about that. He had a kind of funny little bit on the Backlash pay-per-view that just came through.
I thought that was entertaining, but I also thought that lasted too long.
The movie also sucked.
Yeah. Jesus.
Oh, God. I kind of liked how, like, you know, the New Day came out, and then Rusev Day came out, and then Bobby Roode, who is one of the favorites for me in wrestling today.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about Bobby Roode since TNA days, really.
Yeah.
Neat.
Got some fan art here for the Daniel Bryan fan out there. So that's pretty cool, and it's awesome that they kept the old-timer beard. The pre... unnecessary retirement beard.
Right.
I'm starting to think that was just a storyline.
I don't think it was.
Like, deep down, I feel a part of it was like a storyline thing.
It might have been there towards the end. But I just think that, you know, WWE has a higher standard of getting their, the superstars. But at the same time...
My cousin Shelby's watching.
Hi, Shelby.
Hey, Shelby. We had four. Somebody left. I feel bad about that.
I mean, who left?
I don't know. We had four. Now we only got three. Sad days indeed. Anyways. No, this is pretty cool. I think this is this considered fan art?
I mean, I would think so, because it doesn't look like...
It just says art print, so... I mean, I don't know. Whoever made it, good for them.
Man, I definitely love the stylization that it is.
And Dianium, so that's pretty cool. And it's an autograph for 2018, but that's pretty cool. So I'll definitely have to find a small frame for that one as well. Yeah. And the autograph of this month.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorites, out of Lucha.
Yeah.
This is Pentagon Dark, I believe.
You know, and yeah, it's, well, they say Pentagon Jr., but I think
this part of his character is Pentagon Dark.
That, you know, I'm looking at, and that's what I'm kind of thinking, too. I don't know why they would, well, I mean, whatever they want to call it. But no, that's pretty cool. I'm starting to enjoy getting these. I got, God, look at that fucking glare.
Man. But this guy is one of the most brutal guys on the Lucha Underground.
Still, to this day, my favorite match at Lucha Underground was Pentagon Jr. versus Vampiro.
Really?
Yeah. Like I said, I like the older wrestlers. Right. Vampiro and everything. To get him back in the ring to do this shit. I mean, I get where you're coming from because the aerial stuff. I'm more of a hardcore
fan. He's one of my favorites in Lucha Underground when I do watch them. And, I mean, he's just vicious. I would love to see him in the WWE ring.
Yeah.
But not 205 Live. I'm sorry. I feel like we hate on 205 Live, but I feel like if the WWE dropped the ball with Austin Aries by sending him to 205 Live, and I hope they're not going to do the same thing with Ricochet. I mean, I haven't caught up with NXT as of yet since the last TakeOver. I don't know what he's been up to, but his showing at the last TakeOver was just amazing. And to be stuck on 205 Live and not be a major competitor.
Yeah. No, yeah, no, I agree with you. No, if he came over here, I think he'd do great things in NXT for a bit, and then he'd probably move over into like SmackDown or something. I'm not sure if they put him on Raw, but he would be great to kind of keep building SmackDown, eventually move him to Raw. But I think everyone is better to start off in SmackDown to kind of get like that fan, like, because I know, I honestly believe that SmackDown has watched more.
Could you imagine having like a dark regime with like Bray Wyatt, and then you got Pentagon Jr., and then, you know, screw the Bludgeon. And oh my God. I can't wait for Sanity to come to SmackDown. It's like, what are they going to do with him, and how are they going to just tear this joint apart?
Yeah. All right, so it comes with the list of April, which kind of tells you everything that comes with the boxes and everything. We got the Elite Action Figure, which we got, the exclusive Sabu shirt, Pentagon Jr., the Yes artwork, and the Elias Wrestling Buddy lapel pin. If you got the Cruiserweight box over the Heavyweight box, you would get a basic figure instead of the Elite Action Figure. So,
and like I said, these are about a good $20 figure.
Yeah.
And I mean, I, as a nerd, I do appreciate
as a nerd.
The quality of these figures is actually pretty good. The sculpting and everything is on them. They look really good.
Nerd.
That's true.
Oh, no, no, no. I keep thinking of
like the Revenge of the Nerds?
No.
I'm not that kind of nerd. I guess
Gallo and Anderson.
Gallo and Anderson.
Nerds. Nerd. Well, you made that shirt, too. We'll throw this back in the box and everything.
I really like this shirt.
I really like it too. I'm a huge fan of the red, but also at the same time a huge fan of Sabu.
And it is crazy that it is the first shirt that's not black.
Yeah. So yeah, awesome. We'll definitely take pictures of that and everything, and we're going to wrap up this video because we have one more video we're going to make.
Yep.
So
stay tuned for the next video.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do one more unboxing, but we're going to separate these boxes because each box deserves their own video.
Right. We don't want to put it all into one.
Yeah.
Just in case one of the other companies watching us and they want to give us free stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Why did you include us with the other guy? I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Because the best thing to do about trying to get free stuff from a company is talk about getting free stuff from a company on the video that's recording about the company.
Famous people do it all the time, man.
Awesome. April and Liz, thank you for watching the video.
And your cousin?
I think she's the one that left.
Oh, well, screw her.
I know, right? Because the third person's still just you.
Oh.
Oh.
So you don't have to tell them that. They don't know that.
They need to know.
They don't need to know.
They need to know. As listeners of the show, I think it's only right that we be honest with them.
I guess.
Yeah. So, guys, stay tuned. A couple more minutes, we'll be back with another video starting up. So, well, where did Jeremy go?
Jeremy who?
I don't know. Piven? Was Jeremy Piven, Piven here?
Jeremy Piven was watching
Jeremy
this?
Fucking Piven here?
Oh, my God.
God, yeah. We can see who is watching, LOL. Well, Liz, get more people to watch. Give us 3-4 minutes, get the other video up, and we'll be back.
Peace.
So, unboxing, because that's what we're here for.
We've just given them like 10 minutes of useless bullshit, but let's get to what we're supposed to be here for.
WWE Slam Crate, the Maybox.
The Maybox.
It's gotta be me.
It's gotta be me. Now, the only difference between this one and the other one is with WWE Slam Crates, they're bi-monthly. So they only come every other month.
Okay.
So, the last one we got was back in March.
Right.
Which had the...
Was that the Finn Balor?
No. What Finn Balor? Yes. Yes. The ring one. I thought you were talking about the Pops figure.
No.
Okay. Yeah, no. That is an exclusive WWE Slam Crate figure. So, this box will have one of those as well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like exclusives.
I think it's Seth Rollins. So I think they announced those.
Burn it down!
Which I'm excited because the one in July is going to be Braun Strowman.
Ooh, gonna get these hands.
Yeah.
I love that. I want that shirt. He's got the shirt, so he's going to get these hands.
Maybe it's going to be in the June box. So,
we will safety see. Scissors. Gotta have the safety scissors.
Yeah. Which is also weird, too, is like this box is literally shipped how you see it. Like, it's not, like, inside of the box.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that.
I mean, I'm okay with it. Ooh. So, this is the grandest stage of them all box.
Ooh.
So, I guess we'll start with the shirt, right?
Shirt.
Which is not, I mean, I guess, is that gray or black?
I'd say it's a gray.
Gray or black?
What? Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I like how he went more lunatic than he did Austin on that.
Yeah, no, I was kind of giving a little shot out there.
And I was like, what?
What?
What? That's pretty cool.
That's my friend.
I'm not a big fan of the blacked out square. And not to be nitpicky, but I don't think this is supposed to look like that here.
Yeah,
I mean, it might be a little defective.
But that's why it's in a crate.
That's true. But I do like it. So I'm going to call it gray so I can be happy knowing that I have two shirts now that are not just black.
Right.
So you guys got to look at that. What? That's pretty fucking cool. Oh,
should have pulled it out of the box. I'm like...
How are they breaking glass with shirts?
So that's pretty awesome.
I like that. That was a nice shirt.
It's cool how, like, you know, it's... You still get stuff from the past.
Right.
Like Stone Cold stuff and everything. Then you get stuff from the current, like
Seth Rollins
figure. That are exclusive for just the Slam Crates. I'm going to open this now real quick. Why the fuck not, right?
Yeah, right.
If I can. There we go.
Maybe you need your scissors.
My scissors. I'm get that 17 plus. Like, why do you have to be 17 years old for this?
So, I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
Right. I mean, 18-year-olds just don't choke on stupid.
It's like anybody under the age of 17 is going to put Seth Rollins in their mouth and choke on it.
Right. That's pretty cool.
I like that.
So I know all of these, they come with like parts of like a ring and shit to like form them together.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to put the ring together right now, but I do want to take the figure out real quick.
Oh, man, I dig that. That's nice. Look at that. Seth freaking Rollins.
Yeah, so.
Too bad it didn't come with the Intercontinental title.
Or something, you know, like an additional like accessory or something like that. Because I like my dolls to have accessories. So, but yeah. 2018 WWE. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I got the Loot Crate logo on there.
Right.
So that's awesome. So I can put that together. So I'm definitely going to need a bigger shelf to put like the square circle together. So I'm going to have Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, and Braun Strowman, and then the next one, whoever the hell that's going to be following that.
Oh, snap.
AJ Styles socks.
For when you want your feet to feel phenomenal.
I know, right? Those are pretty fucking cool. Do they say what size they are?
Probably one size fits most.
6 to 12. Shoe size, so nice. It won't fit me.
Wow.
But I got a lady friend who probably like them.
They'd fit me. Oh, I don't wear tall socks.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh, it's just like his boots.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, what the fuck we got here? Okay, so that one says one. Yeah, just like a boot. So it says phenomenal, and that says one.
You're showing me, but the camera's there.
Well, I'm trying to get it fucking positioned. Right? Oh, well. So, yeah, phenomenal. So I'm going to go ahead and hold that real quick.
Phenomenal.
I ain't going to see what the glare anyway, so it don't matter.
I moved it out of the glare.
You don't got a studio.
This is our freaking studio.
How's that look? Phenomenal one.
There we go.
There we go.
Hey.
All right, cool. All
right.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not going to wear these. But like I said, I know somebody who will. And why don't you go and pull the next thing out of there? Fuck it.
Oh. We got a Universal title fanny pack?
Yeah, here, I'll take that. You just cracked in over the microphone like a jabroni.
Well, you told me to grab it.
I didn't think you were going to be like, hey, let me look at this.
Should I get it into the mic and talk like this?
It's a fucking fanny pack. Holy shit.
I wonder if Hulk Hogan chose this design. It is. It's a fanny pack.
Yeah, they went with the Universal title look on it.
Maybe you can only use it every couple of months like Brock, you know, defends it.
It makes sense. No, it's. I mean, it's, I will never wear it, but that's kind of pretty cool how they create those things for that. This may be something we raffle off.
I think so.
Yeah.
Unless my kid wants a title belt, but I'd rather get him the
next best thing.
I know you wanted to
like Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Holy shit. Alright, so the lapel pin.
Uh-oh.
The
Hydra? I'm just playing.
Yeah, it's Hydra. So I got the WWE Tag Team title pin, which I'm not a big fan of this title belt plate. Viking helmets or whatever.
I do and I don't. Like, they're okay, mm-hmm. but I feel like they've been much better designed in the past.
Yeah. And then, just like the Wrestling Club has the list of...
That other box.
Yeah, the other box. I'll softly say it. Slamkick comes out with this pamphlet-looking thing. So, to give you an idea of what's entering the next one, which, like I said, is going to be the Braun Strowman one, which is all over their Facebook if you want to go to Daddy Slam Crate. You flip it open, it gives you the list of everything that came in the box. Cha-ching. So we got the exclusive Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt. Hall of Famer Steve Austin ushered in the Attitude Era with WrestleMania 13 and ruled the ring until his retirement at WrestleMania 19, my bad. Holy shit. You'll be looking like a Stone Cold Stunner. What the fuck?
What?
You will be looking like a Stone Cold Stunner every time you don this T1. How can you look like a Stone Cold Stunner?
Are you going to fall fat on your face every time you wear that shirt?
Well, I had to fall on my knees and then bounce up. Actually, I'm more of a fan of when Scott Hall took it. We just kind of like squat down and jumped in the air. Like he was on like a mini trampoline.
I always liked when The Rock took it.
You just kind of like somersault back.
Boom!
You look like a Stone Cold Stunner every time you don this T, and that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. Exclusive WWE star Seth Rollins collector figure. Exclusive Universal Champion waist pack. They're not fanny packs. Waist pack.
It's a fanny pack.
Exclusive AJ Styles socks and exclusive Tag Team Championship pin. Making its debut in 2002, the WWE Tag Team Championship has been held by incredible superstars such as The New Day, The Usos, DX's, Sheamus, and more, making it the perfect new addition to your pin collection. And then they give you the outside of the ring, which is basically just some stuff about Asuka to ask her questions.
So you can be ready for Asuka.
Fun facts about her. Let's see. I guess I shouldn't block the video, right?
I mean,
how does it feel to have such an unbelievable winning record? Being undefeated is something for sure. On Raw, you set a new WWE record by defeating Dana Brooks in 3 seconds.
Can't think about anything in 3 seconds. What's your dream match? Vince McMahon and Asuka versus Triple H and Stephanie.
How do you amp yourself up a particularly challenging match? Depending on my condition of the day, I effectively use different items such as my favorite dessert, perfume, music, or book. That was pretty cool. Favorite current song? Songs of Aerosmith and AC/DC. Current favorite song are always my favorites. Oh, that's cool. So she likes rock music. It's pretty awesome. Take some drink of water here.
It's kind of funny to me that she's an AC/DC and Aerosmith fan. I guess her entrance is a little rocky too, though, isn't it though?
Yeah, she loves comic books. Lyrics from many songs of Pink Floyd and Roger Waters are my favorite.
Nice.
Favorite exercise at the gym, running on a treadmill. Waffles or pancakes, definitely waffles. Movie, TV shows, films directed by Clint Eastwood. I love this woman. I think she's perfect for me.
I think she'd kick your ass.
I know, right? Holy shit. I mean, besides comic books, I'm just getting into comic books. I don't know much about comic books. But fuck, I love Clint Eastwood movies. I love fucking rock music. I can dig some waffles. Her favorite superstar is Triple H and the Boogeyman. Hidden talent. She could drink 1.5 liters of cola in a chug. No, I can't. Maybe 12 ounces. Whatever. That's pretty cool. And then, get the poster.
Nice.
Which is
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Winning the Royal Rumble.
Winning the Royal Rumble.
So, pretty cool.
To not main event WrestleMania.
No. Main evented-ish.
I guess.
Per the E's guidelines on main events, because every WrestleMania has like 12 main events. So in their eyes, everyone.
Yeah, everybody's main event WrestleMania. Cool. So, to me, if you don't close out the show, you're not main eventing.
Yeah. And that's what's fucked up about it. You know, like, they need to make it, like, if you win. I mean, I'm sorry, fucking Austin won the fucking Royal Rumble. He main evented WrestleMania.
Right.
Everyone fucking did, except for, the last, 10 years.
Brock Lesnar going to do main event. Hold on. Paul, what did he just say?
My name is Paul Heyman. I am the advocate for the reigning, defending, WWE Universal Champion, Brock Lesnar. Anyways, cool. Yep, so that is the unboxing. Well, thank you for watching at 1 in the morning. We'll definitely do our best next time to make sure we do these a little bit earlier so we get more people in here, because we would love to get an interaction and feedback from people.
And I mean, I could actually talk to them with here, and we can actually, type and talk.
Oh, yeah. That's
we can take care of you guys two ways.
Right? Because our goal is to take care of you. So, we're going to end this video. We're going to wrap up the show and call it a day.
All right.
Cool.
You guys have a nice evening.
See ya.
Peace.
So, why don't we go ahead and do your pick of the week?
Alrighty. So, I just wanted, I wanted something a little different. I went and I was like, wanted a good tag team match. So, I was looking around, and I was like, man, 1988, what was it? I forgot the names again.
So far, so good.
Gordy and Henson versus Tadawa and god damn it, I should have just left it up on here, but you made me go.
I know, right? Probably been a lot easier if I paused it, right? It's less embarrassing.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well.
Edit please. So it's Henson and Gordy versus Tenryu and Kawada in Japan in 1988, December 16th. This is like, Hanson and Gordy are obviously two of the brutalist dudes that came out of the U.S. These other two guys from Japan and wherever they came from come together and they put on this amazingly brutal match. Obviously, not going to tell you who wins, but you're going to see some familiar moves that future Hall of Famers used. IBJBL from, you know, you'll know what I'm talking about when you'll see it.
Yeah.
But then I check it out. It's extremely brutal. I mean, Smash Mouth Wrestling before it was Smash Mouth Wrestling.
Yeah. Stan Hansen was always one of the ones I kind of like. I like going back and kind of watching.
Right.
Yeah, especially in the, who was it? I think it was Vader that he broke his jaw.
I mean, I feel like there's probably a few people that broke their jaw.
Yeah, no, to get that checked out and everything, this show is probably going to be edited and uploaded tonight.
Man, you're...
I'm not tired, man. I'm excited. I'm fucking like, look at the wrestling gear I got tonight.
No, definitely. The wrestling gear was totally cool.
Right?
First for us, recording while recording. We did some recording.
Facebook Live stuff. Yeah, we're going to do that a lot more often.
I felt like that went pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe we'll start doing that stuff. You know, maybe we'll start doing the Q&A stuff through Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Right? I mean.
If we post what time we're going to be on.
Yeah, right? Like we can make like an event on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
We're geniuses.
I know. Well, you know, we want to grow. And the best way to grow is to evolve. And the best way to evolve is to be doing more shit. I think that's what evolution is.
We can be evolution.
Well, a better evolution. One that succeeds.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it succeeded, but only for a brief moment.
Right.
So.
And if you win a championship, I won't turn my back on you.
I would hope not. I mean, I don't know who's going to hoist me up on their shoulders.
No, not me.
Thumbs down on it, so.
I mean.
Perfect. Yeah, so if you guys get an opportunity, you want to check out the videos of the images and stuff that of the boxes that we did today, you go to our Facebook, follow us, JFW Podcast. You can follow us on there. If you want to see the actual pictures of the stuff that we unboxed, we'll put that on our Instagram, which, again, you can just follow us at JFW Podcast. You want to interact with us through social media, you go to Twitter, again, just by JFW Podcast. If you guys know of somebody who's a fan of wrestling and everything and thinks they'd enjoy our show, you know, they can find our show on Facebook, they can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Music, and at Podbean, just by searching Just Freaking Wrestling or the JFW Podcast. If you know of an indie show, get in touch with us, let us know about it. We want to get out there. We want to do more stuff with independent wrestling, but we can only do that through help with you guys. So message us on Facebook. Email us at jfwpodcast@yahoo.com. Get in touch with us if you have any ideas that you want. If there's something you want us to talk about on the show, we'll do it. If there's a show you want us to visit, we can do that as well. So just let us know. You got anything else?
I think it's time to ring the bell on this episode.
Perfect. As always, I am Travesty.
I'm Dizzle J.
And thank you for listening to another episode of Just Freakin' Wrestling, the JFW Podcast.
Peace.